How did we lose Isidore? Well, it's a tale that's been coming. We talk about him all the time, so we owe you his full story.
Do you want me to tell it?
No. It's my tribute to him.
It really should come from you, if you're able. You two are so close.
We were mercenary mates. Long-time campaigners before we met you lot. Isidore was a natural leader and knew how to bring out the best in people. Noble and selfless. To a fault, some would say. That was his undoing.
Hardly an undoing, dwarf. He made me believe in people again. Annoyingly kind. I miss that big log.
We were on our way to the Silver Range of the Dwarf Forge Mountains. I had family I would visit, and I wanted to introduce my new pack of friends.
And so, the blacksmith said to the lusty priest,
"That's not my bellow."
"Joke stealer!"
"Vergra, how much further in the snow to your grand matron's stead?"
Another 2 days above ground blood. 5 more under.
Under is sounding really good right now.
It'll be good to see her again.
I'm excited to meet her.
She sets a good table, and you're always welcome. Her dwarven hospitality is quite renowned.
Even among the Northmen clans, among the human lands.
Sounds like thunder echoing off the mountains here.
I'm afraid that's not thunder.
What can it be, then?
In these parts?
Just our luck to run out.
Their season must have started early.
Frost giants! Run!
They look angry.
The frost giants are, as a rule, always angry. That's... you know, the frost giants.
I thought that's what you said about fire giants.
Well, they are always angry, too.
Then how do you tell the difference?
Frost giants have white hair. Fire giants, red hair. If it doesn't burn off.
But it has black stuff.
I thought black hair was a hill giant.
It is.
Unless a fire giant's hair gets burned off.
I suppose a frost giant's hair can get burned off.
Frost giants speak their own dialect, which is akin to hill giants. Fire giants speak a language which is close to stone giants speak.
There are stone giants as well? What color hair do they sport?
None! They're bald! With clean chins!
And very often tattooed all over their faces.
And these are always angry as well?
Never met one that wasn't.
Is there something we can do to avoid a confrontation?
Oh, look. He seems to be stopping chasing us.
If we're lucky, he's just making a snow boulder to crush us with.
And if we're not lucky?
Then he's found a good-sized stone rock to crush us with.
But if he's stopping to collect missiles...
Then why isn't he pursuing us?
Because he's herding us to his mates that are lying in wait to ambush us. Look!
Why can't they be stupid like hill giants?
Hill giants are stupid?
Comparatively. My theory is you just have to be more clever to survive in the ice and snow than in the plush hill lands.
So luck of the draw, we got the clever ones.
We should make a stand here.
Fight them? There's half a dozen of them.
That's more than our number, and I can't take one by myself. None of us can.
Well, we can't outrun them.
Quickly, through that opening, in the rock wall.
I don't think that canyon has an outlet.
It's a dead end. We'd be trapped.
Well, we can't outrun them.
No sense standing here when our best sword is running that way.
I thought you said this was a dead end.
It is. But the big man is our strategist.
He's got a plan, then.
One that would take too long to explain. We just have to follow.
What was that?
They must have found rocks to throw.
Quickly, get into the ravine.
High walls on both sides, and they won't be able to surround us. Excellent place to make a stand. They may only approach us one or two at a time.
They can still throw rocks, though.
You must lead them.
What?
I will remain here. You must lead them, my friend.
Lead them where?
Into the canyon, as far as you can go. Keep them safe.
What do you mean to do?
Goodbye, my friend. Now go. You must hurry.
Well, I'm going. We're going. As long as there's a plan. Well, what do you mean, goodbye?
Dvergara, come on. Giants.
Isn't Isidar coming?
No, he's got a plan. And it involves us getting as far into this rock crevice as fast as we can. Run!
Can we climb out of here? There's steep walls on both sides as far as I can see.
He's got a plan! Now let's do our part! Keep running!
There's a slight bend up there. It may help conceal us. And protect us from those rocks!
Go! Go! Go!
What? Yeah. What's Isidar doing?
Send them a seed! Now let's go!
Wait! I can see him! Just barely!
Is he fighting a delaying action? A fighting retreat?
He doesn't even have his sword out!
Wait, what?
He's backed up, halfway down the canyon.
Is he trying to parley?
No, he's taunting them. Now they've thrown aside their rocks and they just want to pummel him.
There's so many of them.
He's grappling with them. They're wrestling back and forth.
I mean, he's a big Northman. But against a giant? Much less a pack of them.
And he just got thrown against the rock wall. Ouch.
He's back on them again.
And thrown against the wall. Again.
We'd better be careful. These walls aren't too solid. The structural integrity of the slate is precarious and prone to vertical fracturing.
It's as if he's trying to...
The rocks are slipping.
Yes, I believe I just said that.
He means to bury them.
And himself as well! Isidar! Isidar! I'm coming! I'm coming!
No, 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 no! It's no good running in there. You'd be killed as well.
Half the rock wall collapsed.
Isidar! Let go of me!
Can't see through all the dust.
Are we trapped here?
I can't tell if...
Isidar!
That's quite a big landslide there.
Nothing's moving. Not a thing.
Isidar!
We can walk up and over the rock and get out.
We can't leave him behind!
We're not leaving him behind. He's just...
buried. Under half a wall of rock.
We can dig him out!
Dwarf? No.
Vergara, don't do this to yourself.
What are we gonna do?
What can we do?
The other frost giants of the clan had to have heard the collapse of the rock. No doubt they'll want to come and investigate.
Let them! We'll kill them too! I said time!
If they find us, we'll be back in the same crisis we were in.
And without Isitar's sword.
And it would render his sacrifice null and void. We don't want that.
Kid's got a point.
Isitar!
And that rock clattering and Dvergara shouting will only draw them right to us.
We should go, Dvergara, while we can.
With picks, and equipment, and all the time in the world.
We will come back.
Yes, but now we have to go.
Wasn't it Isitar's last orders that you needed to lead us out?
How did you know that?
Isn't that what he said?
Yes, his last words. He said goodbye.
Well, lead us out.
Right, out. This way! This way! Come on!
Good job. Quick thinking, kid.
Thinking is what I do.
Well, now that Isitar's gone...
He was our thinker. You may need to be quick thinking more for us in the future.
Let's go!
Will she be all right?
She's in shock now. We need to keep her mind occupied on getting us out of here until we get to safe ground. After that...
it won't be pretty.
We should probably keep the breakables and sharp objects away from reach. And keep a safe distance.
We never did go back for him. Would have been useless. By the forge, it was solid for all of you being willing to risk going back. Grand Matron rallied the clans and pushed the brutes out of the region again. Set a steading and stronghold up top the pass to keep him in check. Finally.
At least some good came out of that.
A lot of good came out of that.
Matron threatened to make him an honorary dwarf memorial.
That huge North Hills hunk would have to be two honorary dwarves.
It was an honor to know him, if only for a short time.
I can only hope to have as noble a death as he.
You may get your chance, lad.
Don't you go talking about dying now.
Let's drink a toast to Isitar. He was a leader, a healer, and an inspiration.
To Isitar. He was remarkable, humble, and the best of men I've ever met.
To Isitar, that big blonde brute of a man, we're only here because of you.
To Isitar, my bestest friend of all time, and a blessing to all who knew him. Skål!
Skål!
You've been listening to Requiem for Isitar, a Dungeons & Damsels fireside adventure by Unchained Productions, written and directed by David Ian. Voice talent by John Campbell, Jack Harvison, Karen O'Brien, Daniel Rovan, and Zoe Waits. Sound engineering by Dino D'Elfweld. Sound design by David Ian. Theme by Ron Parabich. Music by Mark Rose. Medieval music by Johnny Easton. Requiem for Isitar is a fireside adventure short story of the Dungeons & Damsels series by Unchained Productions.